Hi, welcome to my podcast. I am Janelle Allen from Rock Solid Relation. My approach is based on solution building rather than problem solving. We provide better advice for healthier and happy relationships, helping to look forward. In today's episode, we'll speak about 5 tips how not to solve conflict in a relationship. There is always a right and a wrong way to do things. When it comes to solving the conflict in a relationship, there are definitely some wrong ways to go about it. If you are finding yourself in the middle of a relationship conflict, here are a few important things you should never do in order to help resolve it. 5 things to avoid doing for a healthy relationship. If you want to maintain a healthy relationship, avoid doing the following. Number 1, ignoring the issue. This one is obvious, but it happens all the time. When you ignore the problem, it only gets bigger. And before you know it, you're in the middle of a full-blown conflict. This is probably one of the worst things you can do in a relationship. When there is an issue or conflict, ignoring it will only make things worse. The problem will continue to fester and build until it eventually explodes. Talk about the issue head-on and address it as soon as possible. Number 2, blaming each other. When there is conflict in a relationship, it's easy to start pointing fingers and assigning blame. However, this will only lead to more arguing and resentment. Instead of placing blame, try to take some ownership of your own actions. Be accountable for your own mistakes and don't try to blame your partner. Number 3, bringing up past issues. If things get too tough, it can be tempting to give up. But that's never the answer. Relationships take work, but they're worth it. Don't give up on yours without a fight. When a conflict arises, it's important to focus on the present and not dredge up past issues. Bringing up old fights or disagreements will only make things worse. If you want to resolve the current conflict, stick to the present and don't bring up anything from the past. Number 4, using threats or ultimatums. Attacking your partner is never the answer. It might make you feel good at the moment, but it will only damage your relationship in the long run. Threatening your partner or issuing ultimatums is never a good way to resolve a conflict. This will only add more stress and tension to the situation. If you want to find a resolution, try to communicate openly and calmly with your partner. Threats and ultimatums will only make things worse. Number 5, withdrawing emotionally. This can be just as damaging as attacking your partner. When you withhold information, your partner can't trust you, and that will only lead to more conflict. When a conflict arises, it's common to want to withdraw emotionally. This can be done by ignoring your partner or shutting them out. However, this is not a healthy way to deal with conflict. Withdrawing emotionally will only make the situation worse. Try to stay emotionally present and communicate with your partner. Why is a healthy relationship important? A healthy relationship is important because it provides a foundation for happiness and stability. When you have a healthy relationship, you have someone to rely on during good and bad times. A relationship provides a sense of comfort and security, which is essential for a happy life. A healthy relationship is also important because it teaches you how to communicate and resolve conflicts. These skills are essential for a successful life. When you have a healthy relationship, you learn how to compromise and cooperate with others. You also learn how to handle disagreements in a constructive way. Lastly, a healthy relationship is important because it makes you feel loved and supported. This is one of the most important things in life. With a healthy relationship, you have someone who loves and supports you no matter what. This can be incredibly comforting during tough times. A healthy relationship is definitely worth fighting for. Our conclusion: saving conflict in a relationship is essential, but it's also important to do it the right way. If you want to have a healthy and happy relationship, avoid doing the things listed above. If you find yourself struggling with conflict, try to communicate openly and calmly with your partner. By avoiding these common mistakes, you can work towards resolving the conflict in a healthy and productive way.
When you need help with your relationship, it can be hard to know what the right path is. I offer a fresh approach, and my goal in counseling isn't just problem solving, but instead solution building, where we look forward rather than back on past conflicts or issues affecting current relationships. Let your hope, not your hurt, navigate your futures when healing from breakups. Take the next step. Contact me today without obligation. Please complete the form below or call me directly at 978-346-5301.